You're listening to the Time to Talk podcast with Lewis and Reese.
Hello, everyone.
Buongiorno, everybody.
Welcome to Time to Talk. This is our podcast, Universe.
With Jewish and Greece.
Jewish and Greece? Yeah. God. Hi, Reese, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, Lewis?
I'm great. No, really, how are you, though?
Good, thank you, sir. I want to get ultrasound for my left arm still, but other than that, I'm good.
What's wrong with your left arm?
What's wrong with it?
Way.
Oh, nothing, because it's left.
Way! Should be here a week, folks. Try the meal.
You should have done. I got lumps in my left arm, but I don't know what they are.
Have you still had a look?
No.
You need to go to the doctor.
Cost money. Well, apparently I can get it on Bupa at work, so I'll do that.
Just do that.
Look, I just said I'm going to do that.
Yeah, but you said that also last month when you first went to the doctor. And yeah. You didn't do it either.
Well, why is that 90 quid that was?
Well, it wasn't because I told you to get an ultrasound.
Yeah.
And this could reveal other things.
It's fine.
I'm mobile.
Yeah.
I've got a few on my liver.
Fuck off and get one.
Fuck off and get one.
That's why you boob a t-shirt. Boob makes it free. Or I get my money back.
Right, you know this thing in your hand? Thank you so much. If you can get it through work, though, why not just do it?
That's what they're looking to tomorrow.
Are you actually going to?
Yeah.
You know for a fact I'm going to pester you all day tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's, no, I'll probably just do it tonight. Because it's on my head. So now it's on my head, I have to do it.
Good.
I'm one of the people who thinks I think about it.
I was also going to say shake my hand to make sure you're doing it, but I'm not shaking the hand that's been on your bollocks.
I am fiddling with more balls right now.
Nice. They just love men.
No.
Clearly that's a lie if you watched the last episode. Yeah, I need you to get the ultrasound, please.
Yeah, I will, man. Well, that will.
Don't just say that just to palm me off. Because no, you know I stress about things.
Well, if it's free, if it's full and pay for it, I'll buy the house tomorrow.
If it's through people cover at work, it's probably free.
That's what I'm saying, so if it's free, I'll be sorted. Other than that, see to this boy, I want to buy another Monday to Sunday, like pots, or pill pots.
Yes.
I want to buy some pill pots, because usually I've got multivitamins. I have loads of them. I have like turmeric and vitamin D, vitamin B12, and a probiotic and something else. I'll do all of that.
Is a probiotic the one that helps you shit?
Helps you gut biome, yeah.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah.
So I've always been interested in knowing what the hell it actually is, but...
There you are. I do all that. Well, I want to get pill pots now, so more so, because it's just in the packets. I rarely do them. Like, if I walk past them, I'll do one.
Yeah. See, pill pots for me, it just reminds me of old people.
I was thinking of the singer.
Oh, you mean Paul Potts?
That's it.
Yeah.
Not Bill Potts.
Not Bill Potts. That's a Doctor Who companion. She died. Yeah, it reminds me of old people. It's like, oh, granddad's got to take his.
Pills.
Yeah. His pills are Monday. Come on, granddad, you've got to take this one. And
Yeah, basically, yeah, that's why I want one of these for them.
But you're going to actually do them, though? Like,
yeah.
You might get a couple, so it's refilled for, like...
I want to get 2 weeks' worth, because I also want to get my cod liver oil as well.
Sorry, I thought it said condom oil?
Cod liver oil. Get your mind out the gutter!
That was last week.
I physically can't.
So, yeah, I'm just trying to be healthy now. Go gym a bit. Need to be able to run 25k soon for May.
Is it so? It have work? Is it like a scheme through work? Is it like an event?
Oh no, it's called a TW challenge, and we're in different teams. There's two teams like every business unit, so we call BUs. I'm in team one, which is like the. People in my team are like ex-forces, like actually really fit, and then...
And him.
Then me.
Ex-forces and Bruce.
And then, basically, a few of them are actually ex...
Oh, hold on. Is this what you were talking about a few weeks back, when you said about the name...
Yeah.
...on the group chat?
Yeah.
Oh. Is that what you're running for?
Yeah.
So, we're running... Okay.
It's a TW event for charities. Our charity is dementia for my team, and I wanted to I submitted the team name as Memory Makers because it's a funny play on words, but also makes you because I think in my head, and I explained it to my commercial manager, everyone or every year must do something serious to like mean something. So why not be different and have like a funny one for a change? Because I can guarantee you, people will find that one a bit more refreshing than we're running for dementia. Boring. Memory remakers. Who are they running for? Dementia. That's quite humorous. You know, that's how my head works anyway. So.
Yeah, and to be fair, after we had that conversation with the group chat...
It's not too harsh, because it's like you yourselves doing the run is making your own memory.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is the thing, like, when we had the conversation in the group chat, when I originally read it, I was a bit like, ooh, but then I was like, hold on a minute, there are so many worse things that he could have said. Like, there are so many worse things. I'm going to go back to the group chat and I'm going to find... Because I know the one that I put was, like, bad. Let's have a look. God. Let's see... Talk amongst yourselves, guys. I'm just...
But yeah, pill pops.
Oh. For the walk thing. My name suggestion was memory makers. Is that out of line? So Yasmin put, yes, that is.
Yes.
And I put, maybe just slightly, but you definitely could have said worse. And then... the one that I suggested, this is really out of pocket. And I put, forget me not, ... Oh, wait.
That's worse because that's so obviously like a...
Taking the piss.
Yeah.
Can I also read a haiku that I was sent the other day?
What's a haiku?
Well, I don't know if it's a haiku, but it's like a poem. I'll read a poem that I was sent the other day.
By who?
Why is it going through our fucking chat?
This is the poem that I was sent the other day. Farted before I sat down. Basically cupcaked myself. Oh. Disgusting.
That was me. And let me explain that a bit more.
Oh, it was just the best message that I saw.
So, I was going to have a shit. But before I sat down on the seat, I farted. So then I've turned around, obviously, to sit on the seat. And I've basically just cupcaked myself.
Oh.
Which is true when you think about it.
I mean, it is. It's just the fact that what I love is the fact that this... group chat is hardly ever actually used for podcast stuff. It's mainly just Reese's stream of consciousness and the most random messages ever. When I read that on Monday, yeah. I laughed for half an hour straight. It's just the way that it was sent. Right before I sat down, new message. Basically, cook it myself. New message. Disgusting.
It almost is a haiku.
Is it?
First line has 5 syllables, second has 7, the third has 5.
That is a haiku then, isn't it?
It's like just off, but yeah.
I am. Pretty much. So, I was so smart enough.
There's a haiku.
Wow.
I was literally creasing at that on Monday.
Man, it's bad day. Bad times.
Yeah, it's the fact that our group chat is never actually used, well, hardly ever used for like podcast stuff. It's either you and Yasmin arguing about something, me and you arguing about something. You two tiffing about something.
Just research.
Yeah, there's one common denominator there. It's all of those things.
Why is just saying how much I hate this country? And
yes, we know.
You vote in Labour.
Why is your cock in your hand?
Because I'm chatting about stuff for me to fiddle.
I'm going to buy you a little like fidget toy or something.
I used to have one.
I'm just going to leave it here. So anytime you're here to do this, you can just...
So I'm a bracing, I need to...
To be fair, you're doing that is like me and my excessive arm movements. Probably. I really can't help it. Just like I imagine you really can't help having to...
Subconscious, I reckon. Mm-hmm.
I do try. Not very well.
You don't have to.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
You're an expressive person.
Yeah. And you're a fidgety person.
Yes. I used to have a fidget spinner, but... They took it off me at work, making too much noise with it. I'll just put it on the desk like that and just spinning it, but nothing on it.
Why is that making too much noise?
Because it's on the desk and it will share it with 4 people in the pod.
I've got something for you that might help.
I know you hear me going...
It's like I'm being ableist against you.
I'm not diagnosed with anything.
Try this out for size.
Nah, too soft, too small.
I'm just going to fuck myself.
That's far too small.
I've never heard that one before.
Oh, here we go.
I'm just talking about that booty.
I need a deep tissue massage.
Oh, You should go to the Mansion Spa in
Jewelry
Quarter.
Nah, that's too far.
It's not there.
How much is it?
It cost me £55 for an hour.
Mm-hmm. Should we go?
I genuinely would go again.
When?
Well, whenever you're free.
Next Saturday, I think.
I'm not here next Saturday.
Fucking pointless, is it?
No, it's not, because there's more than just next Saturday.
What, next Sunday?
I'm back next Sunday evening.
Oh, fucking hell.
Sunday afternoon.
I could
meet you in town. I think I'm getting back for... Bear with.
Where are you next Saturday?
In Borth.
What?
Where?
It's in Wales.
Oh.
With who?
My friends Adam and Tom from Kickboxing. So I get back...
Yeah.
...at 6:30.
I think the club went on Sunday.
It went. Let's have a look.
I have my own one I go to, but he comes to your house for £60.
Oh, it's Mansion Spa, sorry. Mansion Spa.
Because he gets like the suction cup. I'm a show gel. Did I show you my back?
No.
The cups.
But I've been told that a deep tissue massage isn't deep enough for me, and I need a hot stone massage because my body is that fucked. I had like this Eastern European lady doing a massage for me, and basically every time she touched any part of my body, she was like, "I feel stress. I feel stress in your body." I think my dad had that.
I showed you that.
Bloody hell!
I had that. I had the cup treatment and massage everything.
It closes at 8 PM or something. I'm not really be in town if you wanted to go then.
Maybe.
Because it is good there. Just let me know. Because I could do with another fucking massage, to be fair. I literally needed this woman to tap dance on my back. She was like, if I go too hard, just tell me. I was like, I promise you, you will not be going hard enough.
Dad, mate, you need to come to my one. My fella. He works with Gymshark athletes in Sonia, but he also comes to your house. Mate.
Is he going to fuck me up? I this is no joke, I need someone to literally like get into the crevices of my back.
He will.
We need to hire an editor. They
won't be free, I don't think.
They will not be free.
With respect.
What if I just say I'll cook them, I'll bake them a loaf of bread every 2 weeks?
Depend, it would probably be a student or something.
That's okay. I can make them whatever bread they want. It can be a white loaf, it can be a brown loaf, it can have seeds in it. I'll make you a nice, handmade loaf of bread every 2 weeks if you edit my podcast for me. Would you say yes to that?
No.
Okay.
Bread? No.
Okay, what would you want then if you were in that scenario?
A laptop.
Oh, Christ.
So I can actually edit.
See, this is the point that I would refer them to you, because you're the CFO. Mm. But obviously, it is you, so...
Fiverr? I'd just try Fiverr.
Oh, I thought you meant to try giving them a fiver. I was like, I'm sure people would take a bit more than a fiver.
Mm. I would love to give someone our podcast and give some random person fiver. So can you edit this for us?
See,
Is you a control freak?
I'm not a control freak. It's just I have... We've obviously created, like, we've got such a certain way of doing it, and I'm just very protective. It's not control freak, I'm just protective.
Control freak.
I'm not a control freak.
Just because you don't want some random fellow on fire to do it. Control freak. Just let him do it, man.
I'm not a control freak, though.
Let the person on fire do it, then.
See what I'm saying? If they edit it really shit, then I'm going to be really upset.
That's what makes it funny.
But this isn't supposed to be funny.
Fuck culture, dude.
But isn't supposed to be funny.
This is. Look, I had a great bit last thingy, when I was that spiel about life or whatever it was, about not caring. You even make that into a TikTok clip?
Oh, listen. We've got to work with the resources we've got. No. You didn't even make it into a TikTok clip either?
I don't know how to.
You don't know how to do a fucking lot, do you?
I know how to look good in pink, though.
Do you?
Oh! Also, I found it hilarious the other day when you and Yasmin were like going at each other.
Which was this?
Well, yeah, which time? when you were like, let's fire Yasmin because she's doing nothing.
Fuck,
what? And she shot back with, and what do you do?
Oh, yeah. But we actually hired her to do something. I don't know what she's doing.
When you said we hired her,
I convinced her to do something for us, and she's done nothing.
I convinced you to do something for us, and you do nothing?
I'm here. I'm just paying for your lunch and dinner.
That's very true. We appreciate you.
Thanks. Then I also also done your the mics that have disappeared.
They haven't disappeared, Reese. I know exactly where they are, but they just sound crunchy on a platform like this. If it's TikTok clips, it's different. But for something like this, the mics aren't the best things to use.
They are.
They're not.
You're a hater.
I literally have this thing. You always talk to me about how I shouldn't waste money.
Yeti.
This is a great microphone that works beautifully and sounds crisp. Why on earth, when I've got that, would I use those for this?
Can you do ASMR videos?
Yes, I probably can do ASMR. What, now?
No.
Oh.
In your spare time on TikTok.
Okay.
Are you a listener? Mate, unbelievable.
Riz?
Yes.
Can you help me?
What?
But you're now.
What? Go.
So we done here then, or what?
Yeah.
Because you're just lying down.
I'm relaxing. Had a long day on the session yesterday. I need rest and recovery.
You can do that at home.
What?
You can do that at home.
I'm doing it right here. Every house is a home.
Okay, BNM.
Yeah.
Well, can we at least say goodbye then?
No. So, you know when you move into my house next year sometime?
Yes.
It's going to be furnished, I think.
Okay. We've had this conversation.
Don't break anything.
We literally spoke about this on the phone the other day.
Oh, fuck it. Ha ha!
Set tight, you are. Fucking glad that happened to you.
Yeah, set tight, you are.
We were in the same set in school.
Yeah.
What set was that?
Set 8.
It was not set 8.
LD. What?
We were not in LD.
LD 2.
We were in.
That bad.
We were in Y1, were we not?
No.
You're a cunt. You're a cunt.
I'm pretty sure before we joined our school, they said to me, X1 and Y1 on the same.
They were. In like year 7 and half of year 8, X1 and X... The X's and the Y's were the same, and the W's were lower. Obviously. But then, as we did the T1 and T2 assessments, X, Y, W is what it became.
That's great. I was in Y2 for everything but maths.
What were you in then?
Top class. Then I passed maths in year 10, got a B, and I thought, Sam, I'll have to do it again. Oh, we wanted to get an A, and I was like, but I've already got a B, so why do I have to go to maths now for the next year for no fucking reason? I got another B.
Yeah, it's like at A-levels, when I did English Lit, and in year 12 I got a C, and I thought, cool, passable, yeah. That's great. But then Mr. Clinton was like, everyone that's ever done this course, that's like retaken the year 12 exam, has gotten better than they did the first time. He was like, I know you can get a B. And I was like, but I don't want a B. Like, I'm happy with a C.
Yeah, I'm chilling.
And he was like, parents even, he was like, I think you should do it. Obviously, my fucking up parents were like, yeah, we think you should do it. Right? So I resat this the year 12 paper as well as the year 13 one. Got to results day. Not only did I get the exact same grade, I got the exact same score on the exam. So let's say I think I got 1, 2, 4, right? Which equated to a C. And then in year 13, when I reset the year 12 paper, I got the exact same score. So when I went home to my parents, and they were like, how did you get with English? I was like, you have a look at that. Thanks for wasting my fucking time. Dickheads. So yeah, I'm a bit bitter about that. And Mr. Abdo was really upset that I didn't get an A in maths. Because he was like, I can guarantee you'll get an A. I was like, I will not get an A in maths. I promise you that. Yeah. I got a C.
He never said my name right once.
Yeah, he called you Rice, didn't he? He called you Rice all the time.
I am convinced he wants to Google my name before the start of the class. And because obviously Google and Alexa will call me Rice. He must have thought, oh, yeah, it's Rice.
It is hilarious, like, when I say to Siri, like, oh, what's my podcast? And he'll be like, time to talk podcast with Louis and Rice. I'm like,
what's my number saved as on your phone?
The dickhead.
Oh.
No, sometimes, hold on. Call dickhead. Oh, no.
Running.
Oh. Sometimes Siri would say, like, calling Rise Doggerty.
Yeah. Yeah. So, trauma.
Lewis doesn't have any questions for us because it's all about Lewis.
It's not all about me.
Cut to the bit earlier where you...
Because it's all about Lewis, my gosh.
It's my world, everyone else just lives in it.
It's all about me!
Thank you all for listening.
Thank you.
And we will see you on the next one.
Bye.
Have a good one.
Bye. Peace. Bye.